You'll probably know Ruby Wax best as a comedian or maybe as a very cutting interviewer. She takes no prisoners, but you might associate her with Absolutely Fabulous. She was, after all, a script editor for the hugely successful TV series for quite a while. More recently, she's spoken candidly about her depression and she's been studying at Oxford for a degree in mindfulness-based cognitive therapy. Bit of a mouthful there. Anyway, she wrote a book called Sane New World, which teaches us ways to cope with stress in a very busy world. And she's coming to Ireland to tour with a show of the same name next weekend. I managed to grab just a few minutes out there during the week, just as she was bordering, basically getting on a train and a lot of noise.
Ruby, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm very good. Now listen, Ruby, you are an expert, in fact, a qualified expert on mindfulness, the psychological tool that uses the focusing of attention and awareness to overcome anxiety, stress, and black depression and everything else. Is that because one of the reasons why you're an expert on it is you were there?
There's other people who go to Oxford and study neuroscience who don't have depression. You know, it's like saying, are you an obstetrician? Because babies are coming out. You know?
Yeah, okay.
No, I was just interested. And I always said, when I do graduate, I'm going to use the material I learned there, you know, basically how your brain works, because everybody wants to know. And I'm going to turn it into a book. So I turned it into Sane New World, which is, I think it's in the bestseller list for a few weeks now. Thank God. Otherwise, you know, I would have been back in the institution. And now it's a show. So I'm taking it to Ireland next week. I can't wait to go to Ireland because, A, they're sassy, and B, they're smart, and C, they like, I love that word crack, because to me it's a construction worker bending over.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, we're talking about your visit here on the 10th and the 11th and the 12th of this month. So let's just take a look, first of all, at Sane New World. It is the new tour. It's based on the book of the same name, and it is about what you've just said, plus more, though. It is very much about what you might have been doing to hide something many years ago of the Ruby Wax that we knew.
No, wait, let's get it straight. This book is not about depression. This book is why a lot of us can't cope with the 21st century, you know, why we're burning out early, you know, people who aren't busy are even busy, you know, why so many things worked in the past and now they're burning out, why people go on X Factor with the talent of a toothpick, why people, you know, insist Sarah Palin becomes, with the brain of a piece of toast, decides to run for office. You know, there's a madness that's going on now. So I went to school and studied what's going on in our brain.
But no, I understand that. But you have spoken out. And like for a lot of people now, stigma and shame is less attached to it than it was because Ruby Wax has spoken out.
Well, the last show did really well. And of course, it became a personal thing that I fight. I mean, not personal. You know, I made a website and I gave it to Sane so people could meet other people, you know, caregivers could meet other caregivers, and then, you know, I'm the patron saint and the poster girl for a lot of mental health charities. But if Sane New World isn't that, I started off touring institutions, and I was a huge hit. I always say, like the bipolars used to say, I laughed, I cried. I was a huge hit in the mental institutions. And then it went out of the mental institutions to Australia, America. And I had discussions after the interval, and people who don't have mental illness started to ask similar questions. So I thought, okay, I'm going to now write the next show for them. That's what I did.
Okay. Now, years ago, you did not die on stage. Do you now sort of plan not to die on stage?
If you say die on stage, I never was a stand-up. But when I get really nervous, I wouldn't know what I was saying next. And when an audience smelled that, they turn into an angry rabble of kind of blood-curdling animals. And so I thought, this isn't going to happen again. So part of the thing that I was studying beside the brain is how to kind of cool your engines, get the adrenaline down really quickly. And part of the unbelievable thing is what they teach at universities and what people know, and this isn't self-help books, is that you can actually have a little bit more control over your chemicals in your brain than you think you can. So I use that, and I've never forgotten a line. And people always go, oh, well, I'm older, I don't remember stuff. Well, I do. I've never forgotten a line.
So therefore, do you feel you give the brain a kind of a workout, like use the brain as a muscle?
Yeah, it's like you can't get a six-pack in one day. But I think when you're older and you do things like suddenly study something you never studied before, or you walk a different way home, or you change your friends, it's just like going to the gym. And, you know, eventually, They say by 2020, it's going to be stress that burns us out. So better get your mind in shape now, because a six-pack isn't going to make you any healthier.
Right, indeed.
But a really well-toned brain is. You know, that's going to make you live long.
Ruby, was the way you were part of your persona and also your illness?
No. No, your insides don't know what your outside does for a living. There's a million comedians. They don't have depression. So being on stage, I could have been anything. It's one in four have depression. I don't think there are that many comedians. It didn't inform it at all. It's like saying, did you have shingles and did that make you a better weather reporter?
Right.
No.
Okay, point taken. By the way, your studies in Oxford, the MA, I mean the cognitive behavioural therapy, the journey you took to understand how a human is built, is that the most fascinating journey you've ever taken?
Yeah, well, what could be more? I even think before you look at the universe, take a look at what's inside your head, because it is the most sophisticated machine that's ever been on the planet. And I think if you know it, it's not so daunting. You know, you kind of understand how it works generally and how other people work. So life isn't such a mystery.
Can you literally change your mind?
No, you can't change your whole genetic code and the next day you're Albert Einstein. And you can't change your genes as far as your leg length and your eye color. But in your brain, it has a lot of possibilities because, you know, let's say tomorrow I decide to take a piano. I'm not going to be Beethoven, but I'm going to learn it. And, you know, suddenly you may move to another country, you have to learn another language. Those genes have to move around pretty quickly. You can become pretty smart.
Okay,
not
well,
a genius, but smart.
Amongst the things that you had to learn, did you learn or have to learn how to, like the fact that we're not born to be happy, but we're just born to have moments of bliss?
Yeah. Oh, you're good. We're born, we're born to be vigilant because part of our brain is still caveman. So we have to look over the horizon to see what's coming. Otherwise, we wouldn't have survived. And it's true that every cell in your body is rooting for your survival. It really couldn't care less about your happiness. But we do have this stuff in us called dopamine. And when you get a kick, like you get it from drugs or cigarettes, the first kick is really good. But the sad thing is you spend your life trying to get as good a hit. And that's when we start to, you know, fall apart.
And the Ruby Wax that we knew from years ago, the adrenaline overload, was that exhilarating and addictive?
Everybody's, sure, it's addictive for athletes, it's addictive for people who do pub crawls. Every time you get high, it's addictive. The only thing is we all get hangovers. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, I do, yeah. But, like, I mean, that early popularity was based around a lot of urgency and a lot of mania. I mean, the brash humour, the loud American stereotype. Do you feel you played...
You know, so did Joan Rivers. She doesn't have depression.
That's true.
But yeah. It's an act.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's totally an act, yeah.
Okay, well now, what's going to happen? Like, you know, you're saying we can live happier lives, ensuring that we get the best out of life. Are there rules to follow? I mean, do you find a place and a space in your home where you can turn everything off and just concentrate on your mind and what it's doing and how you can rein it in?
I usually wake up screaming with an air raid siren that tells me I have to do 40,000 different things. Well, now I've got it down to 39,999. So there's no miracles and there's no pill, but you can, at a certain point, like put down a cigarette, and at a certain point you can decide when you notice that you made too many phone calls and your kids are trying to find out where what they're eating for lunch. Eventually you'll notice, wait a minute, put the phone down. We weren't born to multitask. So yeah, you can train your attention.
Right, okay.
And attention isn't something we've got a lot these days.
And by the way, your tour, Ruby, started back in March. It's going to be here next week. By the way, you have, of course, been the interviewer in Ruby Wax Meets, and you've been the interviewee. Which side do you prefer to be on?
I prefer to be doing the show I'm doing, because that's the most exciting. You know, I'm giving him information and I'm making him laugh. You know, that's giving somebody a lot of food and making him laugh, Rhoda.
And is there a certain catharsis for you every night that you kind of, you know, do the show, if you like, in that it helps you, I don't know, level out your mind?
Well, I have to be pretty together and I have to pay attention, right? And I don't do it on adrenaline. I'm doing it because I'm trying to time it. You know, comedy's timing. I don't improvise. If people are paying, you try to give them the best line possible. Like when I wrote Ab Fab, I'm not going to let a second-rate line come out of my mouth. Oh, my train's about to go. Then I won't hear you anymore.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, Ruby. But just one last question. This is not... The Ruby Wax we now have is not about kickstarting a new career as a self-help guru or anything like that at all. It's an awful lot to do with just simply being in charge of your mind and your brain.
Well, you know, I'm more important than my career. And I don't want to be holding on to things I did when I was 16 or 20 or 30. So my whole policy is reinvent. If I went to university and never had a show, I would be happy to.
Okay, well, listen, we'll see you in Dublin next week. Thanks a million for talking to us, Ruby.
Thank you.
Good luck. Take
Thanks
it easy. Bye.
Much. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Very good. Her train is leaving the station. So Ruby Wax is in Limerick at the Lime Tree Theatre on April the 10th. When is April the 10th? What day is that? I don't know. The first was Thursday, is it? Okay, very good. Thursday. Oh, I should know that date, actually. Anyway, that's Thursday, and that's sold out. I don't know why I'm telling you all that, because it's sold out. If you don't have a ticket, tough luck. Dunleary, the Pavilion, is April the 11th. I'm guessing that's Friday. That's also sold out. But Letterkenny on Greenawn Theatre is on the 12th. That would be next Saturday, I suppose. And the tickets, I think, might be still available for that. That's all about Ruby Wax.